SM Voice News, your global link.
Opposition leader criticizes government handling of Mufumbwe gold rush. HELSB recovers 950,000 kwacha in 1 week through discount campaign. And Ruto's $9 million mega change sparks outrage amid Kenya's crisis. Good afternoon. With the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamuno. Opposition Leadership Movement Secretary General Jairo Singoma has expressed sadness with the manner government has handled the Mufumbwe gold rush incident. Mr. Ngoma says it was unfortunate that illegal miners lost their lives during the operation, a situation he believes could have been avoided if government had taken a more proactive and humane approach. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Ngoma stated that government should have seized the opportunity to formalize some of the miners in the Kikonge area and allow them to mine on its behalf. He further suggested that instead of resorting to force, authorities should have facilitated a system where the gold was bought directly from the miners, creating a safer and more regulated environment for all parties involved.
Later, we liberated a number of neighboring countries using our co running our defense and Mungaise, they want to live at your shop. Banja Imwezungu Banu Lero, Mkangwa Banji, running up on gold is that is Zambia to 60 years. Zambia 60 years sure, Tikangwa running a migodi for an upgrade of Chaka makeshift in no time within 2 months is a billionaire. Then hii mwemanje muzunguluka na ka economy ko pemba pemba tabe Mungu enda kumagwada maenda kumagwada.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga has called for unified and sustained efforts from all stakeholders that will attract investment to help improve the living standards of many Zambians through sustained partnerships. He noted that Zambia's rapidly growing population presents both a challenge and an opportunity, particularly in driving youth-centered economic growth. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mlenga emphasized the importance of collaborative action to ensure that Zambia's economic recovery becomes stable and sustainable, laying the foundation for a strong and resilient economy. The country needs a shared vision and coordinated effort to bring down the cost of living following the consistent reduction in fuel prices over the past few months as a positive step forward, said Mr. Mlenga. He further explained that the ongoing decline in fuel prices and inflation is creating opportunities for innovation which can strengthen businesses, boost trade and improve industrial relations, gradually addressing the country's economic challenges.
Dear colleagues, there is need for collective efforts from us, the government, the private sector, and the public sector, or should I say, the local communities, to see how best we can work together and better our living standards. Partnership is key in doing what we are talking about. But the importance of partnerships brings innovation and inclusivity, which will shape our country's future. I'm sure you have seen the coming of the stability of the currency. We need to work together and make sure that the people you are serving on your counters are getting the benefits of these fundamentals that are getting better.
The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board has recovered approximately 950,000 kwacha from around 20 loan beneficiaries within just 1 week following the launch of its discount campaign. HELSB Executive Director John Amachai described the initiative response as encouraging and a clear indication that former students are willing to repay their loans when given incentives. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Amachai said that the response has been very positive, adding that in just 1 week, about 20 beneficiaries took advantage of the discount offer and cleared loans amounting to 950,000 kwacha. The board HELSB rolled out the discount campaign earlier this month to encourage former students to repay their loans by offering partial waivers on accrued penalties and interest for early or full settlements, said Dr. Machai. Dr. Machai revealed that the board is currently managing a student loan portfolio of over 7.5 billion kwacha, of which 4 billion kwacha has been successfully traced and is due for recovery. He, however, pointed out that unemployment remains a major barrier to loan recovery. Dr. Machai emphasized the importance of stronger partnerships between government agencies and the private sector to create more job opportunities for graduates, which would subsequently improve loan repayment rates.
I think over 20 beneficiaries accepted their loans amounting to about 950,000 just within 1 week. I think it is important that we keep on following up with our stakeholders through various media channels, including yourselves. I think it is important that this messaging.
Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Zulu has directed engineers at the local authority to regularly supervise constituency development fund projects in the district to ensure quality works are executed. The district commissioner noted that some contractors are not closely supervised, resulting in shoddy works being done on some of the projects in the district. Zanis reports that Ms. Zulu said this when she inspected maternity annex being constructed using CDF in Mandevo constituency. Ms. Zulu further advised the local authority engineers to work with the district work supervisors under her office in verifying projects which are due for commissioning. The district commissioner further instructed the local authority and other stakeholders in implementing CDF projects to empower the local residents. In Africa news, amid Kenya's worst wave of anti-government protest in years and mounting economic hardships, President William Ruto is pressing ahead with plans to build a lavish mega church at his official residence. This project has ignited debate over the intersection of faith, power and public accountability. The construction of the church in central Nairobi is estimated to cost $9.3 million and feed upwards of 8,000 people, according to local media reports. The grandiose project was met with criticism from many Kenyans who have struggled under the ongoing cost of living crisis. Coming up shortly, Gaza ceasefire talks on verge of collapse, Palestinian officials say. This and for more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Negotiations between Israel and Hamas in Qatar on a new Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal are on the brink of collapse, according to Palestinian officials familiar with the details of the discussions. One senior official told the BBC that Israel had bought time during Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week and deliberately stalled the process by sending a delegation to Doha with no real authority to make decisions on key points of contention. They include the withdrawal of Israeli troops and humanitarian aid distribution. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines.